A Very French Affair, written by Sue Roberts and read by Heather Tracy.
Chapter 1. A toilet? You're quite sure about that? I'm sitting in my red tartan pyjamas, chatting to a bloke about a cake for his father's retirement party. My curly brown hair is scrunched up into a messy ponytail, and I've just noticed a blob of marmalade on my chest. It's a good job we're not speaking via video link. It's a rather unusual request. Are you sure that's what he'd like? Positive. Dad was a plumber. He lived and breathed his job. In fact, I'm surprised he's even retiring. No, honestly, a toilet-shaped cake will be perfect. I suppose the customer is always right, but I tentatively offer a suggestion. Have you thought about a bath? It might be a bit of an easier shape to cut into. Oh, I never thought of that. A bath. Possibly. My dad seems to spend half his life talking about ballcocks and flushes, so a toilet was the first thing that came to mind. It's up to you, of course, but I just think a bath might be a nicer cake. I could do a little model of your dad sat in it surrounded by bubbles, holding up a can of beer or something.
He doesn't drink beer.
Wine?
No, he doesn't really drink alcohol at all, and I don't think he's ever had a bubble bath in his life. He's got eczema, you see.
This is proving trickier than I thought. Okay, forget the beer and the bubbles. In fact, why not just a nice rectangular cake decorated with a figure of your dad carrying a box of tools and a white plumber's van, that sort of thing?
Brilliant. Let's go with that then. Will it be all right if I collect it on Friday afternoon?
It's currently Wednesday morning. This Friday?
Yes.
Oh, that's a little short notice. I'd normally ask for at least a week's notice for something like this, and I've got a lot on at the moment.
There's silence at the end of the phone.
Oh, bugger. My mum's going to kill me for this. She asked me to order this cake a month ago, and I completely forgot about it. I'll have to buy one from a shop.
I breathe out slowly. It's not the first time this has happened, but I would never turn a client away, as it could be professional suicide. I've stayed up half the night baking rather than let someone down.
Right, okay, I'll do it. I hope Jam Sponge will be all right, I say quickly, dispelling any notion of a fruitcake.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Oh, nice one. You've saved my life.
No problem. Could you just email me telling me exactly what you want? For example, rectangular sponge cake with plumber figure for retirement party.
Yeah, sure, if you like. Well, thanks again.
There's a good reason why I do this. In the early days, I would take phone orders without anything written down. I quickly learned that confirming an order by text or email eliminates the possibility of any sort of misunderstanding. Like the time I presented a customer with a cake of a goat, which made perfect sense as it was a farmer's retirement party and, you know, I figured maybe goats were his favourite animal. Turns out his wife had asked for a cake of a boat as they were selling up and buying a bungalow by the sea where they hoped to enjoy some sailing. Ending the call, I realised that was the first request for a toilet cake that I've ever had. Don't get me wrong, I've been asked to bake some right corkers. I've done female torsos in basques, vampires and coffins. You name it and I've probably baked it, even a penis. I don't like to imagine the afternoon tea party where someone was slicing a sharp knife into that particular part of the male anatomy. I'm still smiling at the memory of the goat cake when Sam, my assistant, walks into the kitchen. "Morning, Liv," she says, taking off her green felt beret and shaking loose her light red hair, which she likes to call strawberry blonde. Sam's never without a hat. Berets, woolen beanies and trilbies adorn her head throughout the year, and she suits every single style.